Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. President Obama speaks out on the IRS scandal as the acting commissioner resigns and the White House releases more than 100 pages of emails related to the aftermath of the Benghazi attack, plus my interview with the dance instructor who lost her leg after the Boston bombings 1 month ago. Let's get started. Tonight, with the breaking news on two fronts, the IRS scandal and the response to the Benghazi attack that left four Americans dead. Just a short time ago, President Obama spoke out on the IRS scandal over charges that it singled out conservative groups and targeted them for extra scrutiny. The president announced that the acting commissioner of the IRS was fired, and the president promised that his administration will work with Congress to make sure nothing like this happens again. Listen.
I've reviewed the Treasury Department watchdog's report, and the misconduct that it uncovered is inexcusable. It's inexcusable, and Americans are right to be angry about it, and I am angry about it. I will not tolerate this kind of behavior in any agency, but especially in the IRS, given the power that it has and the reach that it has in all of our lives. And as I said earlier, it should not matter what political stripe you're from. The fact of the matter is that the IRS has to operate with absolute integrity. The government generally has to conduct itself in a way that is true to the public trust. That's especially true for the IRS.
Also today, the White House released more than 100 pages of email correspondence showing how officials came up with a response to the Benghazi attack, the administration's response. The emails are between the White House, the FBI, the CIA, the State Department, and other agencies, showing how the so-called talking points changed over time as officials worked on what to tell Congress and the American people about the attack. 275 people were injured here 1 month ago. Tonight, six are still hospitalized, and we think of them tonight. More than a dozen bombing survivors lost limbs, among them Adrienne Haslett Davis, the 32-year-old dance instructor. She lost her left foot in the second explosion. Her left leg had to be amputated below the knee. Just a week after the bombings, I talked to Adrienne in the hospital. She's one of those people you can't forget. Her spirit, her determination are infectious. She determined to dance again. I've no doubt she will. A lot of people here and around the country are rooting for Adrienne and all the others who were injured. Her co-workers at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio have set up a fund to raise money for her expenses. If you'd like to make a contribution, you can go to fundme.com/Adrienne Fund. We're excited about following Adrienne's journey in the months ahead. I sat down with her again today. First time we'd seen each other since the week after the bombings.